Yeah. You're listening to Saturday Night at the Who Boys at Tim's flat.
Oi, oi, oi.
No, it's Tim's show, it's Radio Clash, and we're delighted to be guests on Tim's fab podcast.
Radio Clash.
Radio Clash.
Hello and welcome to Radio Clash. This is show 114 with the Who Boys.
Hooray! Hey. Nice to be here, Tim.
Thanks for having us.
No problem.
It's great to see the man himself in action.
Hello and welcome to Radio Clash, and this is a special edition with the Who Boys.
Good to be here, Tim.
It's Mark from the Who Boys.
Yes, Mark here.
Brian.
Hello, everyone.
And John Shed over there.
Hello, hello. Thank you so much for allowing me to come along.
No problem, no problem. It's a shame. Apparently, Giles is masturbating bitterly in Coventry. Can't be here today. Again.
As always.
As always. So, we're broadcasting live on the internet. I don't know if anyone's picking up the shoutcast at the moment, because it might do, but it's unlikely, but who knows. You can contact us on various... Oh, look at the blog. Look at mutantpop.radioclash. There's loads of stuff on there about how to contact us from the last one I did a couple of days ago. I'm just trying to think what kind of music to play, really. What are we in the mood for? Are we in the mood for drum and bass? Or?
Oh, we are, always.
I know you're always in the mood for drum and bass.
Yeah.
Or should I play one of your tracks?
It's up to you, Mr. Tim.
Go on, open up with the Who Boys track.
I think I'm going to play... I've not played this... I don't think I've played this so far. Staying in Firestar.
Well, no, you no, you haven't.
No, I haven't. Your MySpace page? Plug.
Oh, MySpace/The Who Boys. MySpace.com/The Who Boys, sorry.
And do you actually like MySpace?
Yeah, I do, Tim. I hear all these bitching about MySpace on Gaibo. But I rate it. Because we've never had as much attention or got as much feedback on our stuff until we had a MySpace page. You know, because our website, we've had great, you know, a lot of people come to the website, but it's kind of dead because even though people are going there and downloading the tracks, we've got a message board, but of course so few people bother to register and log in and contribute that MySpace is the only place where people regularly say things like, "You guys rock! If you're ever in Dayton, Florida, you gotta come and play our local club, because you guys rock. We played you to all our friends, and they're all really heavily into your shit."
Apart from 14-year-old death metalers.
Yeah.
Who Boys, the worst band on the planet.
I can't remember the name of the site, but there's a juvenile death metal message board who have voted the Who Boys officially the worst rock band of all time.
What's juvenile death metal? They do Three Blind Mice, but Three Blind Mice.
No, I mean, a death metal board that where all the members are 14 years old.
Mm. Does that mean they kind of like have songs about how they're that it's so evil they can't stay out late and how Satan is stopping them from going out past 9 o'clock and Satan is controlling their parents?
Well, I'm not sure, Tim, but I will say this: if Saturn Slayer happens to be listening, which is a very very slim possibility, can I just say, Saturn Slayer, you're a little prat, and we've already put somebody on called X Bouncer to find out where you live, and he'll be paying you a visit very shortly.
Oh yes, the 8 foot X Bouncer. Yes, I know.
Yeah, well, he's lovely. He used to be the Pilchards bouncer, a Pilchards minder, but when they came down with him to be on our podcast, he switched allegiances and he's officially the Who Boys bouncer now.
Because he realised that as though it was paying him what about a packet of crisps and was playing him shit
and slagging him off. But we show him respect, we show him love, we hug him. You know, if you do that, you get a lot better. You know, I mean, the Pilchard need to know about basic management skills.
Yeah, you give a lot of man love. Yeah,
yeah, you know, not, you know, show your appreciation. Send him the odd email just saying, "We just want to know, we're thinking about you, hang on in there. As soon as the $1 billion comes in, we'll definitely whack you a share."
It's common courtesy.
And well, it is, isn't it?
Yeah. And the sun has come out, so I think it's time to play a track. So this is Staying at Firestar.
I was going
to
say, play it loud.
Yes, play it loud. Thank you.
We'll be right back.
Hello, that's Groove Rider with Where's Jack the Ripper. It's a dirty, evil track.
Dirty, dirty little track.
Yes, it was naughty a dirty track.
Naughty track. How dare you?
Did you like that? Did you like my...
I did. It turned me on so much that I want to fiddle with John Shedd.
Oh.
Think I can do it? Can
not
I
again, Mark. Not again.
Just a quick, this is a podcast first.
A quick fiddle. I'll have a quick fiddle.
This is a podcast first.
Come here, you dirty little boy. I've seen you hanging around. I know you want it. You've been hanging around our flat. See, dressing in your finest little tracksuit gear. Eh? Well, now I'm going to give it to you. I'm going to have a quick fiddle there. Eh? Ooh, do you like that? Do you like that, you dirty little bastard? Eh?
That's my ankle.
You dirty little bastard. Hey, let's stick my finger up. Ooh, how do you like that, you little cunt? Eh? Do you like that, you little cunt? Eh? Ooh, yes. I'm going to give you a message. Eh? Where's your letterbox? Ooh.
Don't quite know what to say.
We've now gone down to the Who Boys.
You enjoyed it, didn't you, you little bastard? You enjoyed it. You dirty little filth pot.
We've now gone down to the Who Boys level, so things are going well.
filth pot.
Filth
dirty
pot.
Dirty little filth pot.
Your little sex urinal.
They're now selling those down at Waitrose filth pots. Yeah, you can get them with filth pots or chocolate. Yeah. Anyway. And we're all, as we mentioned, Manchego, that was from Waitrose.
I've had to hand it over to yourself and Brian because we were eating it at rapid pace.
That's not all you'll be eating today, son.
I mean, it sounds slightly boring, but it's like Waitrose really does my head in. Just watching people do.
You love Waitrose.
Well, it's like watching people actually shop, and it's the way
smug shopping.
Well, it's very small, and you always get like men are always like barging around as if they're in, you know, like some kind of
Dodgems
trolley derby, like, and they bash into you.
Yeah,
and the women are always doing that classic thing of when you get to checkout, you know, they say, "Oh, that's so and so," and they're like, they look really surprised. Like, oh, I have to pay, and then they spend about 5 hours looking for their purse. It's always every time you just watch them. Like
the organic vegetable section is my favourite, where you've got two passion fruits in a sort of cling film or cellophane wrapper. You know, two passion fruit, $4.98, organic, all the way from Cuba or something. You know,
very green.
A little picture of the man on the front who grows them. You know, pays
what Fidel stuff. Castro.
I don't know.
I know what you're saying, though, about
a communist fruit. Yeah,
the old biddies in front of you in the queue taking ages with a purse. You just want to fist them in the back of the head, don't you?
Fisting is not the word I would use with old grannies. But anyway, I think I should put on a track before it gets even worse. I think I'm going to play some Captain Pugwash.
Fucking hate Waitrose.
He's a groovy cat, he's a gentleman star, he's an acrobat, he's a bean. panther, the winking panther. He is a stray astronaut. Thanks a lot, I love you. Now it's gonna stop the show. Thanks a lot, I love you. Now it's gonna stop the show.
Was Mr. Bungle with a great, it was a bit of a kind of a DJ no-no section where we went from Captain Pugwash theme, which is I love greatly,
very short,
and then I forget their name, Los Hermanos Dalton. Los Hermanos.
I'm sure it's pronounced slightly differently to that, but you're sure you'll get away with
Pink,
it.
Pink Panther show, and then of course that was Mr. Bungle with the Pink Panther theme.
Yeah,
so
fantastic.
We're just talking about the fact that it's always a bad idea to have cartoon characters speak. Always a really bad idea. Yeah. Like, I think Jarvis Cocker mentioned it on his lyrics about having Tom and Jerry speaking was always a bad idea. And the same,
Tom and Jerry can't speak, can they?
No, the later ones, they made them speak.
The only cartoon characters who should be allowed to speak are Charlie Brown, Peanuts, and Wait Till Your Father Gets Home.
And Yosemite Sam.
Right, I've not
you
seen
that. Rascally rabbit. You rascally rabbit.
Just because I fancy him, but that's just my cowboy fetish. So, yes.
Mm. Let's talk about the Muppets.
Who like the Muppets? Yeah, I like the Muppets.
Who's your favourite Muppet?
It would have to...
Animal.
No, it wouldn't be. Who's my favourite one?
Cowgirl. Oh, no. I've got her. She's not a Muppet, is she? No, Miss Piggy, I meant.
Oh. Edit it.
You didn't mean that. The one that always used to make me laugh was the beaker, the little like stick with a mouth, like me, 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 me.
Oh yeah,
it was great. You know?
I mean, it has
with
to
the
be
crazy laboratory. Was it the chef? No, was it?
It has
chef?
To be. Yeah, it was chef. Yeah. Oh no, it's beaker and there was like a scientist as well. Yeah.
Beaker.
And there was the crazy scientist and the chef was with the hurdy ho.
No, yes.
For me, it would be Fozzie Bear. Because the great thing about him is just like his jokes never worked.
He's the anchor man for the whole of the Muppets, isn't he? Really?
But he's really sweet. He's really sweet. So yeah, I think it'd be Fozzie Bear for me. Mm-hmm. Everyone says Animal, and I don't know. I like Animal, but it's not my favourite.
Hang on, the anchor man for the Muppets was Kermit.
Yeah, he was.
No, he wasn't.
It was Kermit.
Nah, it was Kermit. It was Kermit.
Frog. Which one was Kermit?
The green frog. One.
Oh, the one.
Hello there, ladies and gentlemen. Well, we got a great show for you tonight. I think we have Miss Piggy coming down. She's going to be...
No, it's not going to go.
No.
It's funny you should mention the Muppets, because I have a very same theme. So I think we'll go straight into this.
Mana, mana. Mana, mana. Mana, mana. Mana, mana. Mana, 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 mana. Mana, 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 Mana mana. 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 Mana mana.
Live by the sea.
It's your problem now, Tim, not mine.
That was Roger Whittaker with Mexican Whistler, which is very similar to Whistle Stop, which apparently is one of John's favourite songs, which is big cred. I love the Whittaker. Yeah, I love
the Whittaker is awesome.
Yeah, to Whittaker is brilliant. Yeah.
You see the experience kicking in now, because I'm watching Tim, listeners, talking to the microphone, talking to you. And he is so much more natural in front of that mic than I am. Because I am still a 20-show-old green babe in arms when it comes to addressing the listeners. Fantastic.
I'd agree with that. Would you agree with that, Brian?
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
Yeah.
He's, well...
Wasn't meant to be agreed with, Shed. You were supposed to say, no, man,
well,
I'm getting really good.
Sympathy.
Hey?
This is being streamed live. Please, please phone in on 07... Now, I know there's a couple of people that are just running, thinking, oh, what was that number again? Okay, have you got a pen? You've got your pen, you've got your paper.
Texting live or speak live on this show,
yeah.
John.
Okay, and if you will be put on, if you call in with something to say, you can talk about anything you want. 07. Think you don't lose that number. If you want to make a donation, when we can give out our bank details after you've called. But call in.
Yes, call in.
Yes.
The phones. Oh, that would be very cool to have.
The phone lines are open.
The phone lines are open.
Hey, listeners, the phone lines are open.
Yes, the people running the phone lines are drunk, but the phone lines are open.
How many people did you employ? What is it? About 10 people in the other room of the phone lines.
Yeah. There is a massive call center next door. Actually, it's in India, but yeah, we don't want to talk about that.
Yeah.
Outsourcing. Sure. We shouldn't do that. But yeah, there's about 10 people. Yeah, they're all waiting, and they're currently reading copies of The Sun from about 2 weeks ago. So I was trying to find a tango track. So talk amongst yourself. There's actually a track of Roger Whittaker doing tango song in German,
right?
Which you have to hear. You have to hear.
Okay, you try and find it. We'll talk amongst ourselves.
Okay.
Let's talk about the gig on Friday.
Hey, yeah, at Shunt. Yep. Yeah, that was fab, wasn't it?
Well, go on then, off you go. Was that it?
Well, we got there. We set up. We started. The crowd were looking apathetic until Are You Gonna Be My Animal by Chaos Productions kicked in. And then all the girls recognised that and started going, "Manamina, doo doo," and dancing. And then we put on Aggro One, the drum and bass version of Saturday Night's All Right for Fighting.
Elton John.
And the whole crowd went mental. It was beautiful, wasn't it? We started getting very confident, didn't we, Brian?
Yeah, yeah. It
Brian, I've got to say that Brian's mixing that night was fucking next to...
Brian was on the job, wasn't he?
Well, it was right. The only bad thing was that Giles wasn't able to be there, so he normally does that sort of thing, you know. But yeah, it was good.
But Brian proved his DJing skills ably that night, and wonderfully so.
So when are we going to hear one of your songs, anyway?
I'll hear it after this one. I'll have to find that one. Are you sure? Are you sure you want to hear one of my shit?
Of course we do. Yeah.
Are you really sure?
Yeah,
of course.
Tim, we've been playing your stuff on our podcast. We like your stuff.
You're about the only people that do.
Yeah, well, that's because we've got the vision, we've got the sense, we've got the taste, we've got the understanding.
What is the
You've got the way to another life. You've got the key to another love, yeah.
What is the podcast called?
You got
the
key. That's a very good point, Tim.
You've got the secret.
Literally, we have the key to another love.
Hey, do you want a bit more of my other love? I'll give you some shitty.
Tell the listeners about the podcast, going one last little. Saturday Night with the Who Boys. Just type that into Google and click on Saturday Night with the Who Boys.
And you'll find loads of porn podcasts. They've got nothing to do with you.
Listen to it.
Yes.
And your life will be changed.
Especially if you like the word cunt.
Shabba-da-la-la-da, der dieses hört, der weiß sofort Bescheid. Shabba-da-la-la-da, jawohl, es ist mal wieder Tango-Zeit. Die kleine Phrase geht ins Ohr und alle singen mit im Chor. Shabba-da-la-la-da,
Shabba-da-la-la-da,
Shabba-da-ba-da-ba-da-da. Und auch wir beide sind dabei. Tango mit dir, so ein Tango mit dir. Das ist doch auch mal wieder schön. Nach all dem Lied, ein romantisches Lied. Wer könnte da widerstehen? Du bist neben mir, fast schon schweben wir, und dann erleben wir nochmal wie in alten Zeiten Seligkeiten. Tango mit dir, so ein Tango. Shabba-da-la-la-da, das Tango-Fieber steigt auf 100 Grad. Shabba-da-la-la-da, und alle tanzen, wie man's damals tat. Ein kleines bisschen Nostalgie, auch in der Disco liebt man sie. Shabba-da-la-la-da,
Shabba-da-la-la-da,
Shabba-da-ba-da-ba-da-da. Das wär heute eine lange Nacht. Tango mit dir, so ein Tango mit dir. Das ist doch auch mal wieder schön. Nach all dem Lied, ein romantisches Lied. Wer könnte da widerstehen? Du bist neben mir, fast schon schweben wir, und dann erleben.
nochmal wie in alten Zeiten, Seligkeiten, Tango mit dir, so ein Tango mit dir, der dürfte niemals vergehen.
Shady's back, tell a friend. Now everyone report to the dance floor, to the dance floor, to the dance floor. Now everyone report to the dance floor. Alright, stop, pajama time. Come here little kitties, on my lap. Guess who's back with a brand new rap. And I don't mean rap as in a new case of child molestation accusation. No worries, Papa's got a brand new bag of toys. What else could I possibly do to make noise? I done touched on everything but little boys. That's not a stab at Michael, that's just a metaphor. I'm just psycho, I go a little bit crazy. Sometimes I get a little bit out of control with my rhymes. Get through a little slide, bend down, touch your toes, and just glide up the center of the dance floor. Like TV for my bunghole, and it's cool if you let one go. Nobody's gonna know who'd hear it. Give a little poop, poop, it's okay. Oops, my CD just skipped, and everyone just heard you let one rip. Now I'm gonna make you dance, it's your chance. Yeah, boy, shake that ass. Oops, I mean girl, 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 girl.
Girl, you know you're my world.
Alright, now lose it. Just lose it. Go crazy. Oh, baby.
It's Monday, just do party. All the way to Sunday, maybe till Monday. I don't know what day, every day's just a holiday. Cruising on the freeway, feeling kinda breezy. Let the top down, with my hair blow. I don't know where I'm going. All I know is when I get there, someone's gonna
touch my spine.
I don't mean to sound like a jerk, but I'm feeling just a little stressed out from work. Could you punch me in the stomach and pull my hair? Spit on me, maybe gouge my eyes out?
Yeah. Now what's your name, girl? What's your sign?
Man, you must be about your mind.
Straight up, beer goggles flying. I'm just trying to unwind. Now I'm gonna make you dance. It's your chance. Yeah, boy, shake that ass. Oops, I mean girl. Girl, girl, girl.
Now you know you're my world.
Alright, now lose it. Just lose it. Go crazy. Oh, baby. Oh, baby, baby.
It's Tuesday and I'm locked up. I'm in jail. I don't know what happened. They say I was running butt naked down the street screaming. But I'm sorry, I don't remember. All I know is this much, I'm not guilty. They said save it, boy, we got you on tape. Yelling at an old lady.
That's my body.
Now this is the part where the rap breaks down. It gets really tense, no one makes a sound. Everything looks like it's 8 Mile now. The beat comes back and everybody lose themselves. I snap back to reality. Look, it's B-Rabbit. Are you sign me up to battle? I'm a grown man. Chubba, 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 chubba. I don't have any lines to go right here. So chubba, tell a tubby fellas.
What?
Fellas. Grab your left nut, make your right one jealous.
What?
Black girls, white girls, skinny girls, fat girls, tall girls, small girls. I'm calling all girls. Everyone aboard to the dance floor. It's your chance for a little romance on. Much squeezing, it's the season. Just go. That's so appeasing. Now I'm gonna make you dance. It's your chance. Yeah, boy, shake that ass. Oops, I mean girl. Girl, girl, girl.
Girl, you know you're my world.
Alright, now lose it. Just lose it. Go crazy. Oh, baby. Oh, baby, baby.
Doing very well. That was DJ Nonho. I don't know who he is. He's a useless fucker. No, he's not any good. With Just Lose the Accordions, that's Eminem versus Disco Accordion by Myron Florin and Circus Polka by Myron Florin. And then before that was... I forget what was before that. What was before that? Oh, it was... yes, of course, it was Roger Whittaker, Tango mit dir. A German... I'm sorry, German tango really just loses... It loses any of the nice... Nice attack. What is it? Where's tango from? Is it is it Spain or I forget where it's from? It's Argentine. Isn't
tango.
It? Yeah. It's, yeah, it's so it just seems to lose any kind of Latin South Americanness and it just comes really very lumpen. But anyway, so we're talking about bootlegs and making money and the lack of, and however you mentioned that you're doing a podcast or bootlegs, everyone says, "Are you making any money out of it?" Every time. So
well, I've actually and when you say no, they go, and they don't want to talk about it.
Yeah.
It's not worth talking about if you don't make money off it.
And but then you ask them, do you do any hobbies? And they say yes. And they find out that they've got a massive collection of macrame of Lord of the Rings figures or something.
Yeah. I mean, you know, or you'll ask them and say, yeah, actually, yes, I do like I've got a few model planes, and I go down with the model club at the weekends, and I fly them, and it's absolutely fantastic. And I said, do you get paid for that? And they say no. I say, well, what's the fucking point?
I actually run a fully functioning fetish dungeon in my spare time. Do you make money from that? No.
But I get, oh, you could say, I get an incredible amount of pleasure from
it. You go back to your family's house at Christmas and say, so what have you been up to? Well, drugs, really. Do you make any money from that? I do, actually. Yeah, I've been selling it to most of my friends and a lot of their friends' friends. I've been making thousands every week. Yeah. But, I mean, of course, I've got to be careful because I might get sent to prison if I get found out. But, oh, right, so is there a future? It's a growth industry. I tell you, every day more and more people are doing it. They're more interested in it than they are in painting, than they are in music. Life. Whatever you do, I tell you, don't bother with music or painting or filmmaking. Don't make any...
Take drugs.
Nobody's interested in that. Sell drugs. I tell you, people are always interested.
Can you do a degree in it? Can you do a non-vocational course? Can you do an MVQ in drug dealing?
It's really something that you just have to pick up as you go along. There are no apprenticeships. Well, there are. You can be a runner for Mr. Big.
Okay.
And that is a very well-paid apprenticeship, apparently. I mean, not that I've ever done it. But, you just sort of go to people's houses, have a drink, do a few whatever it is, the drugs that you're doing with them. They say, this is great gear, thanks, man. They give you some money, you give them the drugs, and then you have a big hug and touch fists and move on to the next house.
But what are the benefits like? I mean, what's the pension fund? Is there any pension fund? Is there any days off? Is there any holiday?
It's a bit like any kind of self-employed thing.
Yeah.
If you want a pension, you're going to have to take out a private insurance thing where you sort of put some of your drug funds into that.
Yeah.
And then you'll be sorted when you're 65. Or, like a lot of self-employed people, just make sure you're loaded enough by the time you're 60 or wherever it is you want to retire, and just take off take your several millions off and go and live on a Caribbean island.
Just wait to die.
Which is what everybody does when they're retired, right? Just sort of wait to die, really.
Yeah. Or wait to be strangled in a Jamaican room, yeah.
Oh, it depends if you manage cricket teams where there's a bit of match fixing involved.
Well, yeah, match fixing, drug dealing, I don't see a massive difference in those two. But anyway, what shall I play?
Well, at least drug dealing's honest, Tim.
Well.
No, look, I'm not a drug dealer. I don't buy drugs from drug dealers. And everything I've been saying has been satirical, listeners, all right? Just get that sorted straight away. You know what you've got to do on today's show?
Yeah.
You've got us and John, you've got John Shedd. You've got to be a dictator today.
Oh, I've got to be. Oh, God, I can be a dictator. I can't do dictatorships. I can't really,
Just say, shut up, Shedd.
Shut up, Shed.
See, you're good. You can be a dictator.
But I haven't got the flags. I haven't got the large portraits of myself. I just don't have the. I don't have the entourage. I don't have the large.
Dictatorship
large
begins at home.
Ah, okay.
All right.
Just ask his wife.
Ooh.
Yeah, she's the one who I learned how to dictate from.
At the next junction, turn right. Straight on, 200 yards. When you get to the roundabout, do a left. When you get to the New Cross Gate, go backwards. See that little hedge over there? Go around the corner of that. That's right, keep going. Now, see that woman on the left? Yeah, the one by the post box. Yeah, follow her. When she turns left, you stop. Look in the window. Right. Did you see it? Yeah. Now go in and get it. Now. You gotta be quick. I want you to run down the M1. Right? Stay in the central reservation. Look out. There's a bollard. Here's another one. Here's another one. Look out. It's a bollard. Here's another one. Look out. It's a bollard. Here's another one. Look out. It's a bollard. 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 Bollard. Right. Now, when you come to the flyover, I want you to get into that red car. That's it. Nice motor. Now, don't push it. Maybe about 55. I want you to get the maximum capacity out of the fuel tank. That's it. Now. Right. Go to the boot of the car. Open the boot. Yeah, the button's down there. Right. Stick your right hand in. Stick your left hand in. Grab it. That's it. I know it's heavy. Pick it up. Now. Hold it above your head and start. Put it back.
Achtung, fertig los. Die Tassen hoch.
I saw ya.
Lass uns saufen bis zum Umfallen.
Eins, zwei, drei, vier. Lift your stein and drink your beer.
Drink.
And we get attacked by the short ending. That was Drink by the Cuban Boys, which I got from Mark.
And I say I got it from you, Tim. I got it from your podcast.
No, I got it from you.
You see, this is weird, isn't it, that we're accusing each other of actually being the person who gave it to us instead of the person.
But
we
I got it from you,
Tim. I know I got it from you.
Well, I never played it. I've just looked on my website. I never fucking played that track.
Well, then you fucked up your archives, Tim. That's all
you fucked up your archives as well.
We don't have
archives. I bet you like being fucked up the archives.
Hey! It could be good. I don't know. I've never tried it before. Like, you always open up new doors for me, Tim. But I'd just like to say to the listeners, 20 minutes ago, at least, we gave you the telephone number to either text into or to call into.
Or leave dirty phone calls.
You've got John Shed's personal number here, and not one of you boring cunts has bothered.
Yes.
To fucking get off your asses and make a phone call.
And if you're outside, if you're outside of the UK, try just add your sort of dialing code plus 44 and then leave the zero off. And fine.
And if you don't...
Phone from abroad.
Then fuck you. Fuck you for being boring. Okay, telephone number, John Shedd.
Thanks very much. This is my part of the evening, where I say 079...
Ricky, don't lose that number. It's the only one you want.
That's
started moving in it on a Tuesday at 2, we're singing do lolly lolly shaky do shaky do. Wednesday at 3, I called the phone company, singing, hey baby, put a phone in for me. Thursday at 4, he came and knocking at my door, singing, hey baby, I'm your telephone man. You just show me where you want it and I'll put it where I can. I can put it in the bedroom, I can put it in the hall, I can put it in the bathroom, I can hang it on the wall. You can have it with the buzz, you can have it with the ring, and if you really want it, you can have a ding-a-ling. Because, hey baby, I'm your telephone man.
Can't believe that. And then he says,
no, when other fellas call you, tell them how it all began.
Well, can you imagine? My heart began to thump and my mind began to fly, and I knew I wasn't dealing with no ordinary guy. So while he was talking, I was thinking up my plan. Then my fingers did the walking on the telephone man, singing, hey lolly lolly, hey lolly lolly, hey lolly lolly, get in any way you can, right? So I got it in the bedroom and I got it in the hall and I got it in the bedroom and he hung it on the wall. I got it with the buzz and I got it with the ring, and when he told me what my number was, I got a ding-a-ling, a singing, hey lolly lolly, hey lolly lolly, hey lolly lolly, just doing my thing. I've never done anything like this before.
That's Mary Wilson with Telephone Man, and before that was a Penguin Cafe Orchestra, a Penguin Rubber Band, plus John Shedd and Mark Rathmull.
Hey.
I love that beatbox intro. That worked really well.
Wicked, 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 wicked.
If you want to see something very, very, you know, YouTube, kitchen... Oh, bollocks.
Oh, is that cooking... Is that the gas wrap thing you're talking about?
Yeah, the guy who adds the ingredients, which is like an 808 snare, the bass, a little bit of synth and stuff, and then he comes up with a track at the end of it. And if you just type in kitchen cooking... musical cooking or cooking with music, then click on it. It's a guy in a wig. It's very funny.
Well, because it's a guy in a wig.
I think it might be the Beardy Man, actually.
Oh, Beardy Man. I like Beardy Man. Yeah, yeah. And I do rate Faith SFX. I've seen him live. Fucking brilliant. Killer Keller. Apparently, he's dating Patsy Kensit of all people.
Slag.
I'm not too sure. I'm not sure about Killer Keller. He's been like stuff. Apparently, he's a really good beatboxer, but and what's the other one? Razel. Have you heard him do Moments in Love?
No.
He does Moments in Love perfectly. The beat, the synth, the snare, the bass.
Okay, you try and do it now. Just so we know what you're talking about. Go on.
No, you must know Art of Noise is Moments in Love. Yeah, he does it like that.
Could you believe that was all coming out of my mouth? Every one of those sounds. That's good, wasn't it?
Well, even the one that sounded like someone else's mouth.
Yeah, that
sounds rude.
Well, I'm very good at it, you see.
Well, coming out of someone else's mouth.
No, I'm
classic.
This ketamine you gave us is useless.
It is, isn't it?
It's fucking baking powder, man.
Yeah, it probably is, actually. But if you had ketamine, you would just be sitting on the sofa just going, not saying anything.
Yeah, but that's what I hope would happen, but I mean...
We're having
I'm being garrulous because my, you know, my tunnels are hurting.
Your tunnels?
My sinus passages are hurting.
We're back to the archives again, I think.
Life is beautiful. They tell me life.
Lager.
And that's Agro One with oops, am I?
Are we there yet?
Yes. That's Agro One with he doesn't give names to his boots, does he? He always says so and so versus so and so.
And I think it'd be a good thing for him to give names. I suspect it's a lack of confidence on Agro One's behalf. But the boy can be confident because he's making some fantastic tracks, isn't it, Tim?
Yeah, I love what he's doing now, certainly with the drum and bass. I also love his older stuff, which I don't know if you've heard so much of old stuff. He used to do a lot of A versus B. He only recently, last year or two, has done the more industrial sort of drum and bassy stuff.
I'm a big fan of his recent stuff anyway.
Yeah, he's definitely got that whole beat thing going on.
We played Agro One's track at Shunt on Friday night and the audience went mental when they heard it.
Which one was that?
Saturday Night's All Right for Fighting.
Yeah, yeah.
Fantastic.
Great track. I think, I don't know why, I just prefer that one because it's got the Leonard Skinner, you know, give me back my bullets.
Oh no, I like that evil track as well.
And yeah. I've mixed, in fact, last time I played Parkade, you know, in Second Life where I DJ, I actually mixed that into the Groove Rider. So it's a regular track that I play there.
Yeah.
When I DJ, and I'm finding a lot of my Radio Clash stuff is actually being influenced by me DJing every week, even though there's like five people there.
Sure.
On Second Life, it's kind of I kind of get into sort of playing that kind of electro drum and bassy type stuff more than I would usually do.
But it was funny, you know, on the Bastard night when we did the interviews in the afternoon and afterwards when people came back, I was saying, what you're doing now, and you're doing any new tracks, and people were saying, no, not really, because the mashup scene's really boring now. And I just take issue with that. I take issue with that because you've got people like Agro One doing this, you've got Mr. Fab's album that came out.
Yeah, Dirtbag.
To me, some of the most exciting stuff, surely, is happening now.
What do you want us to convince?
Perhaps it's a bit more isolated and not everybody doing their best work, but to me, I think there's some fantastic work coming out, and that was just a really negative view of what's happening.
I don't know. I mean, because I said something like that when I was on the show that's just gone up, the Who Boy show, where I said, you know, I think everyone went, you know, like when I said that, I was saying, you know, sorry, mashup's so boring at the moment, but there is a feeling.
Oh, you were one of the culprits, were you, Tim?
Yeah. Well, it goes in waves, and although I agree with you that it's kind of, there's been a couple of projects that have been really good, it's kind of, there's not enough for me to fill a whole show with it without lowering my quality bar. And I'm probably at loads of mashup podcasters writing, and I was like, how dare you say that? But I it's true. There are some people like Team 9, Agro One, Celebrity Murder Party, Dale B, who I really fucking rate at the moment and are doing really good stuff. But most people are either doing remixes or kind of resting on their laurels, to be honest. So, you know, it's a bit kind of like, you know, that certain people who are doing really good stuff, and like yourselves, Who Boys, you always do really good bootlegs.
Thanks, Tim.
But they don't, you don't do like one every week. So it kind of, you have these large gaps, it's like for a couple of months or a month where there's not really much going on.
Well, if we weren't doing an album, we would be doing one every fortnight or something, posting one, you know, but it's because we're saving it all for the album to put it all online at the same time.
That works. That seems to work better, though. The whole concept album thing seems to go so much better than single bootlegs.
Yeah.
It's odd. I don't understand that, but
I know what you mean, but I love to release something as a package, an album.
You know, package? You like your packages?
A package, you know. where if you do it week by week, it'll be great and you'll get some great reactions, but to release it as an album where it's all together, you know, it's together, not necessarily conceptually, but, you know, a sense of this is what we did this year. I like that. I love that.
Well, I mean, I totally agree, and I'm going to play another one of your tracks, I think. I think it's a good one. It got me into Roxy Music. So it's your fault. It's your fault. It's in every ghost town heartache.
I remember it well.
It's a beautiful track, and that made me go and find out more about Roxy Music because I really didn't
know. In every ghost town heartache.
Yes, all that things about blow up dolls. What is that about?
Ferry.
What has Brian Ferry got to do about
well, thank dolls? God he did marry Jerry, what's her name, who married Mick Jagger. Yeah. What was her name?
Jerry Hall.
Jerry Hall. He was going to marry. If she'd have married Brian Ferry, she'd have been called Jerry Ferry.
Oh no. Jerry Ferry.
Jerry Ferry. Hey.
I couldn't believe...
Hey, let's go pick some berries with Jerry Ferry. Fucking hell.
What's her name? Didn't you plane? Step I take takes me further from heaven. Is there a heaven? I'd like to think so.
We'll be right back.
seen. The samba isn't your scene. They're playing our tune by the pale moon. We're incognito down the Lido, and we light the strand. Arabs and Oasis, Eskimos and Chinese. If you feel blue, look who, who's who. See like who, who. And Nijinsky, do the Stransky. Weary of the waltz and mashed potato schmaltz. Nice flower, evergreen it lasts forever, but it can't be strand power. The Sphinx and Mona Lisa, Lolita and Ganita, did the strand.
That was Do the Strand by Roxy Music, and then before that was In Every Ghost Town Heartache by some ligger chances I never heard of called The Who Boys, which are the song, the band of choice by 14-year-old death metalers, apparently. So, no, I love that track a lot, and it did get me into Roxy Music, so it's all your fault. It's all your fault.
Hey,
it's Giles' fault. He's not here tonight.
Oh, it's Giles' fault. Yeah, because he's from Coventry, so he has to use specials while masturbating bitterly. So,
oh,
Jerome.
I've had a text from Giles.
Okay.
He's found out that we're on the show and he's pissed off that we didn't tell him about it. And apparently, he's at the station, he's on his way down. We're in trouble.
Oh, no, oh, no. I better play
he's
a track.
Down, yeah.
I better play a track before he arrives.
It'll be fine, it'll be all right.
This is, I think you'll
no,
like
it. Won't
this.
Be all right. When Giles arrives, there'll be trouble. They
yeah,
might
there
be
will
violence.
Be trouble. Yeah, I know. I've heard about this on the Who Boys podcast, and where he comes in, and there's always some knife fight or something. There's blood spilled.
Remember that time
not
I
knives,
him.
Car keys.
Car keys?
That time I
he stabs you
leg.
With car keys.
The cheese knife.
Yes.
Sound of music is coming your way. You gotta feel it deep in your soul. It is yours, tell the world. It moves with you the day. It is your soul, baby. Deep down inside, you gotta feel it deep in your soul. And the sound of music is coming your way. All your troubles got to go, and your true love will stay. You will shout, baby, but don't care what I say. But it's you who feels it deep down inside. You gotta feel it.
Giles, Giles is here.
Come on, yeah, come in.
What the fucking hell's going on here?
I'm sorry, Giles. Look, we meant to tell you. We meant to tell you that we're on the show, but look, Have a seat, have a seat. Look, we've got a glass of red wine for you.
You're cold today.
We've got some Cabernet Sauvignon, mate.
Fucking up. This fucking microphone doing here.
Come on, sit down, sit down. No. There you go, mate. Yeah, hey, great to see you again.
So, what have you been doing, Giles?
What have I been doing? Been wanking.
You've been masturbating bitterly.
I've been all day. The wife's been out. She's been out of the house. I've been wanking. Bitterly. In Coventry.
Oh, it's lovely to see you again, mate.
Don't fucking touch me.
All right, shit, fucking hell. I'm
you
sorry,
coming.
All right. Just have a nice glass of wine, mate. There you go. Some Cabernet Sauvignon. That'd be lovely, won't it?
Hey, give us a fucking hell. Hey, are we going to do Coughcast on this one?
No Coughcast. This is Radio Clash.
This isn't... Yeah, it's not Saturday Night with the Who Boys, Charles.
Oh, come on, I wasn't invited to this fucking pod thing.
Charles, you're not the most erudite of companions, are you?
It's me that does most of the fucking music in this ghetto.
Is it fuckery?
Don't you fucking start,
Ravnell. Fucking warned you.
Don't you fucking,
I fucking
start.
Warned you, you fucking cunt. I'll have you and your fucking family.
A couple of nights ago, Matt, remember what happened? And you made
what?
A titty yourself.
What?
And I promised I wouldn't say anything.
What?
Well, I'll fucking say it now live on radio unless you fucking apologise for that.
Apologise for what?
For touching me.
Touching you? You asked for it, you cunt.
Like you've always done.
You passed out for a start.
Come on the show.
Look, any man passes
every
out in my
week.
Living room, he fucking deserves any touch it up he gets.
Oh, come on the fucking show every week. What you do before? You always make me right have an hour early.
Well, you don't come on the show. You just make it unnecessarily long with your tedious fucking cough cast.
Hey,
as
listen.
You well know.
Hey! Rosmill! Stop it!
Bells and new bells.
Yes.
life, I've never been so fucking insulted. Fuck you.
Joe.
Fuck you and fuck Joe. You. Hey. Hey. I'm going to go back to Coventry now. I'm going to go and work on my fucking podcast. Fuck you. Fuck the hell of you.
Oh, dear. Sorry about that, listeners.
Anyway, that was Three Dog Night with Black and White. Sad to see Giles go like that. He didn't seem to be very happy. He seemed to make a lot of scars on various people while we're playing those songs.
Well, he's an uncouth northerner.
Yes,
he's very sensitive.
I think he's been hitting the wine a bit hard recently.
Yeah, it's that Cabernet Sauvignon.
That's what it is.
It's fucking him up.
Well, you know, it's one of these things that send him back to Coventry, so he won't say anything anymore. So
let's just not talk about him anymore.
Yeah, it's probably very wise. Yeah. Very wise. And what did I play before that? I have forgotten what I played. So anyway,
was it Drink by the Cuban Boys?
No, that was earlier.
No, something else. I'm losing the plot now.
Oh, it was Cuban Boys. Yeah, Vinyl Countdown.
Oh, that was it. Yeah,
which for many years I didn't know what it was.
Vinyl Countdown. That's brilliant.
Because they never ever bothered to fill in their ID3 tags. So I got its ID3 tags. It said, it might not be them, but it just said Vinyl Countdown. And I just thought, that's fucking brilliant. And I kept it for years. And then recently I looked on their website and it just appeared as one of their tracks. So maybe they're claiming something that isn't theirs, but I think it's theirs. So I hate it when that happens.
Who cares whether it is theirs or isn't theirs? It still sounds good.
What do you do in the bath?
Okay, listeners, we're gonna get deep down and dirty with Mr. Agro One. One sexy motherfucker from the US of A who has got his finger on the pulse of a whole generation worldwide. Here we go.
Right. What have you done for me lately? What have you done?
That was Aggro One, and probably one of his first bootlegs that he did for the Janet Project. First was I ever heard, which is In the Bath for Me Lately. See, he used to name his bootlegs. He used to.
Ooh, right. Ooh, yeah.
And I have to say, did you know I played one of your tracks at the Booty in San Francisco in November in the main room?
Oh, yeah, the Revolution Uber Alice.
And everyone left.
No, they didn't actually. Actually, only about half the dance floor left and the rest stayed on. And then they came back for the next track.
Oh, it's too fast. We can't dance to... Oh, we can't dance to that. Oh, no, we'll get tired.
You'll never get hired at Booty at this rate.
No, I'm only joking.
No, Booty. No.
We're joking. Look, I don't dance to tracks that are faster than 135 BPM, okay?
And this is 136, and you should stop playing it now.
I'm not doing it, you know? People get murdered when it gets faster than 136 fucking BPM here.
People get shot.
You got a nightclub here full of fucking mooks.
Mooks?
You know? You make it 140 BPM, you get mooks murdering each other, okay? But the thing go figure, okay?
Hey, Tim, like I say, I only usually dance to 135 BPM, yeah? But you're playing 136. That's no problem, because it's you outdoors. See me dance, and I'm fucking dancing to 136, motherfucker!
Tim, it's okay you playing 138 BPM, right? Because you got a big beard, and you're a cool motherfucker. So we're going to go with it. We're going to go with it just for tonight. But believe me, you're going to upset a lot of people in this town. You carry on playing that fast shit, all right? Because the faster you play it in a town like this, it's a volatile situation. You're going to get motherfucking mooks murdering each other, okay? So stick to 135 from now on, and you'll be fucking mashup royalty. You'll be bootleg royalty. We'll get you back here. We'll let you stay at our mom's houses. We'll give you the finest cuisine that the whole fucking city's got to offer, okay, Tim?
Well, you gotta remember that. Oh, my accent's
gone. Oh, yeah, Tim, you got a cigarette?
Hey, Tim.
I've got to play something that's now 136 BPM now. If
I'm not
something.
Fucking dancing to that shit.
Tim, don't provoke us. We love you. We'll accept you in our bosoms, into the hearts of our families here. But for fuck's sake, don't then turn around and slap us in the fucking goalies by playing fucking 136 BPM and upwards shit.
He's fucking doing it anyway.
He's fucking doing it anyway.
Motherfucker.
I don't care if you put horses' heads in my bed. I'm gonna do it anyway. I'm such a rebel.
And my buddy's my bitch is bing bong bong.
Bidi bidi bing, bidi bidi bing.
Bidi 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 bong.
Bidi 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 bong.
Bidi bong bong.
Bidi bing bong bing bong bing.
With the bitch and the bing and the bong and the biggest of the brothers and the bing bong bing.
Bitch, bing bong, bing bong, bitch, bing bong, bong, bing bong, bing bing. We'll be right back.
quite glad with Giles Wendy. He was a bit.
Yeah, but you never know. He might call again.
No, he won't. No, he won't, because he'd be in a mood. But he did that one time, and I remember. Anyway, he's. I'm glad he went, because he's got a bit abusive. Did you see where he looked at me at one point?
Giles is an abusive man, John.
Kind of, no, but it was a sexual thing. I don't know.
Well, yeah, of course. There's nothing wrong with that. He wants to sort you out.
Made me feel a bit.
Wants to give you a good scene too, but I mean, you know, he's still Giles, and he's a wonderful.
Let me just come up on work. Hang on a minute. Just get this sorted out. Just get the old speaker. Hello.
Chad.
Oh fucking yeah! Hello.
Chad.
Hello. Who's that?
Hello, Giles.
Oh bloody hell! How are you doing, mate? Have you just got back?
Back from where?
You're at Radio Clash a few minutes ago.
Yeah, oh, right, yeah, I know. But I understand that you've been doing an impersonation of me. I don't want it to talk about that.
Go on, then.
It's not on, is it? I mean, you could have rung me up. You could have done the real thing, you know. You could have had the real guy on. But instead, no.
Well, no. No, it was you. Don't try and turn it round. It really was you. No, you're not. This is fine. But you, it really was you. You left, and you left in a little bit of a huff. Are you all right now? Now you've got back.
That's time to think.
Absolutely
correct. No, that's right. I did. I was on the show. I did leave, and now I'm back in Coventry.
Okay.
It's all, yeah.
And what are you doing? You've got your little trousers wrapped down to your ankles, or what are you?
Well, I'm making Sunday dinner.
You're not wanking yourself off slowly as you're talking to me, are you?
It's difficult, isn't it?
Hey? Hey? Well, I don't know. What are you making for dinner anyway? This is Giles Ahern's dinner time moment. Ba 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 ba. What are you having tonight, Giles?
Meat and two veg.
Brilliant. That's the end of the show. Shortest show in history. Brilliant. Good night. We gave up my number about, I don't know, 12, 15 times, and not even a text. It's hardly Radio 1.
That's really sad.
Thank God. Have you put your clock forward an hour?
No, I put it backward an hour.
Good lad.
You're good man.
You do that every year. What, you're on about half eight in the morning now, aren't you?
Yeah, because I miss out on an hour's sleep, don't I? So I think, well, fuck that, I'm going to put it back an hour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I can have 2 hours sleep.
But think about the variety of life that's given you.
Hey?
Think about the variety of life that's given you. It's given you a different lifestyle choice, hasn't it, that, Giles?
Well, I put it forward an hour when I go back to work, and then I don't have to stay at work as long.
Brilliant. Very clever.
Back an hour on the weekend, so I get an extra hour in bed. Put it forward on a Monday, and I get to go home an hour early. I'm a bit gravy now, so I've really got to go. So.
Okay, all right. Yeah, pull your finger out your arse. Get the fucking food on. We'll be over in about an hour?
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
All right.
I'll be still.
Okay, we'll see you then. Everyone say goodbye to Giles.
Goodbye.
Bye, Giles.
Bye, mate.
Bye-bye. Bye. Love you. Fucking cunt.
Well, I just wanted to end on a track. But anyway, it's good to have the Who Boys here.
Tim likes me.
Yeah, it's been lovely to be here.
It's been brilliant. I love you, John Chad.
No,
I do love
don't.
You. Yes, I do.
He does. He loves you.
I love him. Yes.
On the way down to the pub, I'll say, you know, this is what happened last time when you came on the show. We went outside, and I was like, "Ah, oh, Tim, so what do you think?" You looked at me, rolled your eyes, went, "Whatever." And then minced down the stairs.
I do not mince, I waltz.
Yeah, you do actually. Like,
no, Tim's not a mincer.
No, he's a waltzer.
Yeah, I'm a waltzer. Yeah, I spin round at high speed playing bad music.
But hey, that's not a bad way to beat him.
Yeah, no, I know. Anyway, this was Radio Clash with the Who Boys, show 114. You can find out more at the blog, which is mutantpop.net/radioclash. You can email me at radioclash@mutantpop.net. So that's bye from all the Who Boys.
Oh, you can call you on 07...
No,
oh,
yes.
Right, okay.
Yeah, you can call John Ched on 077.
You always say John Said. You've said that
said.
A few times in
John
a few
said.
Interviews.
John
remember the
said.
Interview when I interviewed you?
Yeah.
And then I ended up interviewing myself because you became so boring after a while that I just thought,
I thought it was
it
you
would
were coming,
be more interesting if I thought I was it, to ask myself questions.
I thought it was the real reason you were coming down from 1.5 pills.
No, actually, I was, you what? No, not drugs, mate, not me. No.
Yes, yes. I think you and Kirk usually have a little competition between yourselves about who can take the most things.
I think you've heard.
Oh, Mr. Popper's 2006.
Goodbye to radio.
So anyway,
Saucer of milk for table two.
So anyway, thanks to Who Boys for coming. Thanks to Mark Rathmore. Thanks to Brian Coleman. And thanks to John Said.
And thanks very much for having us, Tim.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Shut up, Shed. Thanks very much for having us, Tim.
And I'm going to finish, of course, with Gimme Reggae Joanna by Lid, which should happen now.
Day, bing a day, budding a day, day, hey, hey, day, budding a day, day, ring a bay, big a ding a ding a ding a day, day, hey, 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 ding a day, day, hey, 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 but bang a day, day, hey, hey, but bang a day, day, hey, hey, but bang a day, day.
Right, is that it?
I hope you'll edit all that out, actually, Tim. I'm forgetting about this. I can't edit this out.
Yeah, you can't edit any of this out. I have the power. I have the power.
What have I been doing all this time?
I have the power.
I'm proud of myself.
Mark, all you need is to look over and I'd have just gone like that.
Do you mean this?
Oh, shut up.
If it works. That's weird.
Okay, we demand that you scrap the show because we all feel it's no good. You don't scrap it. We hear any bits. You'll see our fucking lawyer's asshole. Sorry, Tim. I'm going to buy you a bloody big Bacardi and a bloody big Coke.
Oh, we should have had that on the show. That's lovely.
It's still recording.
A bloody big Bacardi.
Are we?
Yeah.